Le passé de can se dit could.
Could.
Could. I can. Je peux. I could. Je pouvais. Ou j'ai pu. I could. Could. Could s'écrit C-O-U-L-D. Mais le L ne se prononce pas.
Could.
Could. Et could s'emploie à toutes les personnes. Ça ne change pas. Avec can ou could, on ne signale pas avec do ou did, ni au présent, ni au passé. Alors, je ne pouvais pas, I couldn't, I could not, ou I couldn't. Could s'emploie pour exprimer une affirmation au passé, et couldn't ou could not pour une négation au passé. Alors, je pouvais le faire...
I could do it.
I could do it, yes. Je ne pouvais pas le faire.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it. Il ne pouvait pas venir.
He couldn't come.
Right. He couldn't come. Nous ne pouvions pas le voir.
We couldn't see him.
Right. We couldn't see him. We couldn't see it. Ça dépend du sujet. Je ne pouvais pas vous comprendre.
I couldn't understand you.
Right, I couldn't understand you. Je ne vous comprends pas.
I don't understand you.
Yes, I don't understand you. Je ne vous ai pas compris.
I did understand you.
Once more.
La négation. I didn't understand you.
Good. Un peu plus clairement.
I didn't understand you.
Good. Yes. I didn't understand you. I did not understand you. Je ne peux pas vous comprendre sans la contraction.
I cannot understand you.
Yes. Yes. I cannot understand you. Avec la contraction.
I can't understand you.
Right, I can't understand you. Je ne pouvais pas vous comprendre.
I couldn't understand you.
Right, I couldn't understand you. Ou sans la contraction, I could not understand you. Alors, comment dites-vous? Je ne pouvais pas l'acheter parce que je ne pouvais pas le trouver.
I couldn't buy it because I couldn't find it.
Right! I couldn't buy it because I couldn't find it. Pourquoi ne pouviez-vous pas venir avec nous hier soir?
Why could not...
Ne pouviez-vous pas...
Why can...
Pouviez...
Could... Couldn't not... Why... Why couldn't you come with us last night?
Yes, why couldn't you come with us last night? Alors, couldn't you ou could you not, c'est la même chose. Avec la contraction, on dit couldn't you... Et sans la contraction, could you not? Donc, could you veut dire pouviez-vous. Donc, could you veut dire pouviez-vous. Et ne pouviez-vous pas se dit could you not? Once more. Pourquoi ne pouviez-vous pas venir avec nous sans la contraction?
Why could you not come with us?
Right. Why could you not come with us hier soir?
Last night.
Bravo. Last night. Why could you not come with us last night? Et avec la contraction?
Why couldn't you come with us last night?
Right. Why couldn't you come with us last night? Il a essayé de le faire, mais il ne pouvait pas le trouver.
He tried to do it, but...
Il ne pouvait pas le trouver.
But He couldn't find it.
Right. Very good. Il a essayé de le faire. He tried to do it, but il ne pouvait pas le trouver. He couldn't find it. He couldn't find it. Alors maintenant, comment dites-vous? Je ne pouvais pas me rappeler.
I couldn't remember.
Mais oui, vous vous souvenez. Yes, I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember. Je l'ai.
I have it.
I have it. Je ne l'ai pas.
I don't have it.
I don't have it. Il l'a.
He has it.
Good. He has it. He has it. Il ne l'a pas.
He don't has it.
Non. Le signal pour la négation à la troisième personne du singulier au présent, c'est-à-dire il et elle, c'est...
He doesn't has it.
Once more.
He doesn't have it.
Yes, once more.
He doesn't have it.
Right. He doesn't have it. Il ne l'avait pas?
He didn't have it.
Right. He didn't have it. Donner, vous vous souvenez, c'est to...
Give.
Right. To give. To give. Je voulais le lui donner à lui, mais je ne l'avais pas. Je voulais le lui donner.
I wanted to give it to him.
Very good. I wanted to give it to him. Mais...
But...
But, je ne l'avais pas.
I didn't have it.
Right, but I didn't have it. Yes, very good. But I didn't have it. Mais je ne l'avais pas. But I didn't have it. Je ne savais pas qu'il était ici.
I didn't know...
Qu'il était ici.
He was here.
Very good. I didn't know he was here. Il ne m'a pas dit que vous étiez là.
He didn't tell me...
Que vous étiez là.
You were there.
Right, very good. He didn't tell me you were there. Yes, he didn't tell me you were there. Je ne pouvais pas le voir parce que j'étais trop loin.
I couldn't see him.
Yes. I couldn't see him, ou I couldn't see le...
It?
Yes, it. Ça dépend du sujet. La traduction de loin est far. Far s'écrit F-A-R, parce que j'étais trop loin. Far, comme dans le Far West et les cow-boys. Because I was too far. Parce que j'étais trop loin.
Because I was too far.
Right. Because I was too far. I couldn't see it. Parce que j'étais trop loin. Because I was too far. Comment dit-on je peux?
I can.
I can. Je ne peux pas sans la contraction.
I cannot.
I cannot. Il peut.
He can.
He can. Ici, on n'ajoute pas de S. Et il ne peut pas, sans la contraction.
He cannot.
He cannot. Il pouvait.
He could.
He could. Et il ne pouvait pas.
He couldn't.
He couldn't. Ou sans la contraction.
He could not.
He could not.